We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Connor McDoing, Barry Rosnell.
Molly and Hanley, want to thank everyone connected to the show. Thank you to Ray Diaz, done a wonderful job. Kevin Zipak is one of God's great men. Is it the... Who is it? The Buddhists that believe there are 50 men working for the good of humanity behind the scenes?
He's one of the 50?
He's one of my 50.
I'm going to be one of those Buddhists that lights himself on fire.
Mark Brody. Brody time! We had Mark Brody here, and that's always a joy for us. And Dustin wasn't here, but, you know, we want to thank him anyway. He's very grumpy.
Always in our heart.
Yeah, always.
Were you okay without him?
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. Most of all, thank you so much for listening. And now we will bring in our midday show after our close.
Good morning, Connor, gentlemen. Midnight,
Barry Rosnell. Barry, your question was?
By the way, we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning live at 5. Please join us.
Sorry.
That's my fault.
You ruined it. You ruined the close. Yeah,
you know, three, two, one. Do it again. Do it again.
Never. Can we reset this?
No, you only get one chance in life.
There it is.
Nope. No. No.
Kill the music.
You ruined it!
You better get the
now
other,
we'll go out without it.
Get the other 49 guys working behind the scenes.
On a perfect Monday morning where Molly's headed to San Antonio to see his Loyola Ramblers, we have
all I
started
need is
you
ticket.
Off.
It's it. Just get me a ticket.
Working on that.
And there's probably places you could.
You'll I be put able it to, myself through hell because I can only get into Austin. I'm meeting my buddy. We're driving to San Antonio. It's like an hour and a half. We're going to watch the games, drive back to Austin, and I got to be at church by like 11:30. So it's going to be a little dodgy. Easter.
It's probably like a true Ramblers fan. You have to go through hell to get to heaven. I mean, that's the process, right?
Couldn't Sister Jean hook you up somewhere closer to the Alamo?
Well,
you
know, not with the whole family. As a guilt-ridden Catholic, I believe I deserve to go to hell. I believe I've earned it. So
it's the only way. That's the
any
only
hell
way
I
make
go
it.
Through is fine
Good
by
Lord,
me.
There you go. You're all set.
I have it coming.
Could you believe the absolute improbability of the whole thing? Because I find myself coming back to it over and over and over again. Just I don't even believe that we're here and we are.
I think, and it's interesting to discuss because they've won 4 games in the NCAA tournament, and that blows my mind. And I know 3 of them were by a collected 4 points. You still have to win those games. The last one was easier. And I know that all the seeds went by the wayside, but that's not, Virginia losing to a 16 seed is on Virginia.
Right.
It's not on the Ramblers. You know, Kentucky not being able to close a game against a team that's down to like 5 men and they're all guards, that's on them. And now here is Loyola against a really good Michigan team. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think that it's a lock or anything like that, but there is a feeling of sort of Disney movie going on. I mean, who knows? The fairy tale. Who knows?
Yeah, there's a need, if not a temptation, there's often a need in the media these days to want to make it more than it is, to want to attach more meaning to it than it is. But I think what you have, Molly, here is a basketball team. It's just a good basketball
team.
That plays good basketball. Yeah, there's been some luck involved, the seeding, the bracket, the region. It's a lot of it's gone in there, but you still got to win the games. It's a good team. They play good basketball. They've deserved everything they've gotten to this point. The 3 other teams remaining are pretty good basketball teams. It gets a lot harder from here, but this year in this tourney, who knows? Who knows? Michigan shot like 68%.
Oh, I know.
58 from 3 against A&M and then came back and shot 38% and 18% from 3.
Yeah, 4 of 22 from 3.
That's all it takes.
To your point, Barry, it's a fine line. We're almost getting to that point where it's just, they tapped the Loyola's head. No, look at this little cute story. And not giving them credit. This is not an overnight success. I mean, if you talk to those guys and Porter and his staff, they started putting in the work a couple years ago. And, okay, Wichita State's not in the conference, whatever. I think they would have given that team a hell of a run, too, in the conference. They have earned every bit of what they're getting. Because if you watch just the basketball part of it, they are well coached and they want to be coached and they execute exactly whatever game plan the coach has come up with.
Can I tell you something ironical or funny or amusing? You know, I've been following Loyola all year and knew that they had to win their conference tournament in order to get into the NCAA tournament. And I've also was following the guy, you know, Jerry Palm and Joe Lunardi and all the guys, the bracketologists. Yeah, right. And they had Loyola as a 12 seed playing against number 5 seed Michigan. So that was the projected before Michigan won the Big Ten tournament.
Before, before the NBC
out in Utah. Before that was resolved, that was what those guys had in the week leading up to it. And I was, because I was joking around with my brother-in-law, like, hey, you know, you could be facing the Ramblers in the first round. 12 always beats the five. You know, I'm just goofing around and everything. And now here they are in the Final Four. How is that humanly possible?
Now, did you see this story too? Denzel Valentine's brother, obviously, is the assistant, true, right?
Yeah, right.
Because of that, Denzel and your guy, Cam Payne, worked out in the summer over up at Loyola, the Gentile Center, with a bunch of the Loyola Rambler kids, and they feel like connected. Cam Payne,
who couldn't make the Loyola team.
Exactly.
Is that illegal contact? I mean, what the hell's going on? What are you saying, Brian?
Recruiting violation sort.
That's awesome.
Cam Payne's a punchline, but, you know, they spent a summer with the Ramblers.
So to me, Barry's right. We have a tendency as a media, as storytellers, to attach this extra significance to Loyola's run, to whatever.
Especially when there is nothing else happening.
Of course.
And the Hawks and Bulls are bad.
Yep, well,
you're right. Well, Patrick Kane playing center on Saturday. Can he play goalie next year? Is that possible? Then Barry addressed
that. Yeah, we can get into that today at some point. Yeah, everybody says this has nothing to do with Crawford. Well, if you watch the games, these games. I just keep posting pictures of beach balls on Twitter because really that's what this is about, bad goaltending. But we digress.
But it's difficult for me to, you know, you take a look at the Duke-Kansas game and think for just, you see Grayson Allen just rimming out.
Yeah,
and just,
that was ridiculous.
Very difficult for me to not think that some sort of higher power had ascribed that ending to that game. You couldn't think of a better way for a guy like Grayson Allen to go out. I smiled some and then checked it back because I thought I was being a bad guy. Just kind of, you know, throwing it at a kid who had been the 4 years in trouble.
The weekend that NIU made the Orange Bowl, because I think 7 or 8 or 9 different things had to happen between Thursday and Saturday that week.
That's right.
All 9 things happened, and NIU goes to the Orange Bowl. I mean, and as an alum, the significance was extraordinary, as it is for you right now. Because it was so unexpected, from a rooting standpoint.
But I honestly don't think this is my story. I think it's really a story for everyone. I don't think you have to go to Loyola to appreciate Loyola Chicago, the renamed school, representing our town in the Final Four. When, you know, Bernsey, before the year was over, wrote about the terrible wasteland of basketball in Chicago and said that, you know, patted Loyola on the head. You know, it's nice that they're doing well,
but
no
Loyola,
one cares. Yeah. Because no one cares. And that the team that no one cared about is now carrying the banner of Chicago into the Final Four. And I'm not arguing with Bernsey. I'm just saying that, like, I don't feel like ownership of this. I mean, I'm obviously.
You don't have to feel ownership, but you can really enjoy it because it wasn't something you ever thought could really happen. It's so unexpected, and that's how we felt. It was so stunning, and it was such a big moment for anybody who, you know, went to a place that a lot of people have never thought of as being a football power, and here we are going to the BCS. And to your point, Molly, there were billboards that went up that said Chicago's Big Ten team in reference to NIU football, because I think they were 3-0 in the Big Ten against the Big Ten that year. But it's a fun story. You know, we don't have to make it bigger than it is. It doesn't have to be. You know, by the time we get to Saturday, they're going to be America's heroes, and they will be saving the world from communism and the downtrodden from all the world's ills. And it doesn't have to be that way. It can just be a good basketball story.
But I think there is an element of good versus bad, of good versus evil. I mean, you know, the two teams that are the number one seeds playing on the other side of the bracket have both been mentioned as teams that could face NCAA sanctions because of the difficulty in keeping, you know, the contact with the agent, this FBI scandal. Both those schools were mentioned in that as the teams. Now, you know, some of the players are not on these teams, but they've been mentioned in it. Michigan apparently doesn't have that issue, and certainly Loyola, I mean, as I was saying earlier, if they were paying off players, somebody should be fired because they obviously don't have any NBA guys on the roster. I think there is, you know, the 98-year-old nun. I know people are getting tired of that story. That is like a beautiful story. The Gryffindor scarves, you know, they bought those scarves because they were moved into the Missouri Valley and they were trying to make their colors pop. And Loyola is so bloody cheap they couldn't put any money into anything. Hey, these are rugby scarves. There, you could have one of those. They only cost $10.
They're cheaper than the t-shirts. Yeah.
It's hysterical, and it's a feel good story. Which there is a certain element of, you know, mid-major try hard versus the blue blood. I told Brian, blue collars against blue bloods or blue chips, whatever way you want to line it up.
Yeah, blue chips. Good reference there. Three of us in this room are old enough to remember when Villanova was the tiny little school that took down Georgetown.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows? You know, we would like to think that something great comes out of this long term for Loyola. I mean, you would want that for any school in this area. It'll be interesting to watch.
I don't know that it's sustainable. I don't know that they don't have like a perfect team playing perfect style, making a perfect run in a perfect bracket that broke up. You know what I mean? The last time that Loyola was in this position was the same year that Villanova beat Georgetown, and they got to the Sweet 16 and lost to Georgetown, and it wasn't sustainable. It didn't. They didn't hold up. And I was saying earlier, go get. Like whoever the Mark Aguirre of this year is in the public league, and let him start a new tradition. You know, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, Terry Cummings and Bernard Randolph and Skip Dillard and Quentin Richardson. And I mean, that list, there's 20 or 25 guys that carried that thing for 17 to almost 20 years. And that really was Chicago's team. Plus the late 70s, early 80s Bulls were
not
bad.
Not so good.
And this was Chicago's team. It really was Chicago's team.
It's just fun. It's going to be fun. And I love that, you know, the powers that be are upset about it. I love that Sean McManus is complaining that it's
not going to be good for ratings.
That's
we need
fantastic.
Kentucky.
That delights me.
Well, that's the man then in the situation, right? It's television.
That's the man.
It's and the NCAA itself.
Loyola is sticking it to the man. And who can't get on board with that?
Not during Holy Week.
I'm sorry. I meant that in a positive way. All right. The man's telling us we got to go. We'll let you guys get to your show.
Got a good one coming. Couple of guests. Chris Webber going to join us at 10
nice,
o'clock.
Very nice.
Talk a tournament as well. I thoroughly enjoyed him on the broadcast, both in studio and on the sideline. Yep. We'll get to Chris at 10.
That's great. That's a really good get. And he's a Michigan man. So.
Oh, boy. Here you go. He can break it down for you.
Will be put aside.
Yeah.
Speaking of blue chips.
Yeah. All right. It's Mully and Hanley. We'll let you get to your show on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.